Hello everyone, it's Nick, and this is February 21, and it's all to do with journalism. Now, I find this one actually quite interesting. there have been some real shockers, real hard ones, but this one's I find quite interesting, particularly with all the stuff in the UK with Leveson and all this sort of stuff that journalism and journalistic behaviour and what's get published in newspapers and reported in media and stuff like that. It's very much a hot topic at the minute. So the question that's specifically been asked by Audioboo is whether journalists get the respect that they are due. And I definitely think journalism has a role in society. I think without it, we will be a far poorer society, because the idea that you have a independent watchdog almost watching over the people that are in power and the way they behave and educating people in the way that things are done, I think that is a very laudable, and I think our society would be a significantly worse place without it. And there are some very, very good journalists with that in mind. In fact, one of them that's on here is Sean Dilley, who is an awesome follower. If you guys aren't following him, I must have plugged him about 20 times now. But he really knows his stuff, he explains points really well, and he doesn't seem to be one of these journalists who goes for impact over content. Obviously, an element of a good journalist is that they grab you with their story. And there are a lot of very good journalists out there that do that. However, do journalists get the respect they are owed? Now, I think it's a bit of a cliche to say that respect is earned. And by behaving in a way that some of the tabloids journalists appear to have done, I don't know the ins and outs and what have you of everything, and that to me does not gain you any respect. In fact, it has seriously reduced the amount of respect that journalists have. And if you have no respect, moral fibre, if you like, then your readers are not going to trust what you're saying. Part of being a good journalist, I would think, I'm an engineer, so I don't know, must be having an element of trust. For instance, I think that Rory Kethlen-Jones, I think that's how you say his name, who is the technology reporter for the BBC, is a very, very good technology reporter. He comes across as very unbiased, he knows his stuff, and he gets my respect. The people that have done the phone hacking certainly don't get my respect. So that's where we go. And to be honest, that echoes a lot of what other people have said on this topic. Anyway, I'm going to go. Take care, all. Bye.